Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and we just want to welcome you tonight, and we are coming to you live from Springboro, Ohio, and we just welcome you, encourage you to be part of this broadcast, and if you'd like to call in, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And we have Rachel here. She wants to start off reading her scripture.
Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him smitten of God, afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed.
Praise God. Amen. And we're proud of Rachel. She's going into fourth grade this year, and we homeschool her, and we just thank God for all that, being able to school her, and God has provided and made a way financially that I could stay home and do that. And God is just so good. And He meets every need. He even cares about our thoughts and things that, you know, He just amazes me. And I want to give a praise report. Last Friday, we had a prayer for Brother Frank Bain. His wife, Sister Penny Bain, turned in prayer requests for him, and he was undergo open-heart surgery. When they got in there, they told him before the surgery, they told him and his wife that he was 99% blockages in his, I believe, his carotid artery. I'm not real sure about that. When they got in there, it was not as bad at all as they thought it would be. I believe it was only 50%. They did not have to do any bypass at all. So I don't know if it was a heart cath they did and found out that he was just fine. So now next week, he has to undergo another delicate surgery, and that's for kidney blockage. So remember him and And we just praise God for moving on him. And at this time, we're going to have, I see a caller here, but what I'd like to do before I have him come in and obey God, I want to start out with prayer. We haven't done that in a while, and I just want to thank God. You know, the nine lepers did not go back and thank Jesus, but the one leper did, and there was 10 of them all together, and he healed. The Lord healed all 10 of them, and only one went back to thanking. So let's go to prayer and thank him for all that he's done in our lives, each and every one. And thank him for the broadcast, and thank him for moving on prayer requests, and I just feel like thanking him right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in the
Lord,
name of
we come
Jesus,
to you,
God,
Father,
we praise you.
Lord, out there
thank
and
you,
out.
God,
we
for
give
an
you praise
Lord,
for what you're
one
already
more
doing,
Friday,
what you've done already,
you, God,
Lord, and what you want
to
do. Father, we lift up this
Lord,
broadcast.
We ask, Lord,
we lift up each one.
Touch them that are afflicted,
Lord,
Lord, that
helping
are,
us in the broadcast.
We
pray God's mercy be multiplied upon
God,
the family members,
we can
the
have
children,
our healing,
loved ones.
We
those
thank you
out there tonight
Frank,
that are in need
God,
of a touch from
him
heaven,
miracle,
we pray the Spirit of God
we
would
know
move
what the report
the
said.
Power of God to
we
move.
Knew that the
Father,
doctors had
grand tests
and said that he had these blockages. And Lord, when they went
there
in there, you had miraculously moved
that, Lord,
for him.
Cause
and
you
we
died
thank
for
you,
the
dear
sins
God,
of the world, Father.
Lord, you're able to touch them out there. Maybe they had a bad report. God, you are able to do and create all organs. You're the creator anyway, Lord. And we praise you for this, Lord.
What the Spirit saith, Lord, tonight to the church. Open our ears. Open our understanding, Lord, each one. Father, give us the mind of Christ, the leading of the Spirit, Lord,
and
the words of eternal life, Lord, to be able to share with the people tonight, Lord. We give you thanks and praise, God. Jesus' name.
Praise God. And at this time, our subject is on healing, but if any of the callers would like to go, if the Lord leads it a different way, then that's, praise God, that's fine. But the subject tonight is healing, and this is our third week on it. And again, we don't have to stick right with that, just however God leads. And go ahead with 4, 2, 3.
Praise the Lord. This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. It's good to be with y'all tonight, Brother and Sister Green. And tonight the Lord's dealt with me about this. And in the 20th chapter of 2 Kings, and it's about Hezekiah. And it says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord and saying, and brother, I want you to know that we need to turn our face to the wall, and well, at times we need to turn and we need to get along with the Lord, and we need to get our altar, and we need to get on that altar, and we need to begin to seek God. And sometimes whenever things go wrong in our life, we need to seek God and look for an answer that will bring us out of that problem, and we'll get that problem taken care of. And I know that this is all about healing tonight, and Hezekiah was sick unto death. And brother, I want you to know today that the Lord sent Isaiah to him with a message and told him to set his house in order. And he said, because he's going to die and not live. And brother, I know that we get bad reports sometimes, and no doubt there's people out there that's got bad reports. And when they'd go, just like the brother that Joanne was talking about, that brother, he turned a bad report into a good report. And brother, I want you to know that God is more than able to change a bad report into a good report. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he is with his people. And brother, he took the stripes for our healing. And he said in 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes that you were healed. And brother, I want you to know tonight he was beat beyond recognition. And brother, because with that cat of nine tails, and they said that they had bone or glass or metal in the end of it. And brother, that it would jerk the hide, it would jerk the flesh off of the bone. It was so bad. And brother, I want you to know that Hezekiah was a man. He was a good man. And brother, he sought the Lord, and God heard him, and God answered him. And brother, before that he got sick, though, he went around and he got rid of all of the high places, and he got rid of everything, brother, that the people turned from God and turned to the idols. And he got rid of the groves, and he went out, brother, and he polluted the things where they offered children up. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he was a man that sought God. He was a man that went after God with his whole heart. And brother, there's people out there tonight that has turned, and that you need to say something that needs to turn to God with your whole heart and begin to seek after God like Hezekiah did. And brother, to search your heart, the Bible says, for from out of it are the precepts of life. And brother, as you begin to seek, brothers, you begin to seek God, and God begins to deal with you about the different things in your life, then you need to begin to get those things out of your life. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he'll help you with these to get the things out of your life that don't need to be there. And brother, I want you to know that those that are lost, they need to call on the name of the Lord. They need to turn to God, and they need to get born again into the family of God. But Hezekiah was sick unto death. He had a death sentence pronounced on him. But brother, I'll tell you what, he began to seek after God, and it said, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, brother, he turned over. Brother, he couldn't get back. He couldn't get out of the bed. No doubt he was bedfast at this particular time. He was too sick to get up. And brother, he turned to the wall, and he got by himself as much as he possibly could, and he began to talk to the Lord, and he said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Some people today say, I'm too big to cry. They say that I'm too big to shed tears. But when we get before God, and brother, we begin to seek after God, and we begin to humble ourselves down, brother, the tears may come, and the tears may flow. And brother, I'll tell you, the pain can get so great sometimes that it'll make the tears flow. But brother, when we begin to call on the name of the Lord, and we begin to humble ourselves, he said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he would exalt you in due season. And brother, I want you to know tonight that Hezekiah humbled himself, brother, but he told the Lord where he had walked before him in truth with a perfect heart. Brother Hezekiah, he tried to turn the nation of Judea around and turn it back to God after these evil kings had went in, brother, and have turned the people's heart away from God and had went into idolatry. But Hezekiah was a man that sought God. But brother, he had a problem come up here, and God was getting ready to do something for him. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he'll do something for you tonight. God knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through with. He knows exactly what needs to be done. Brother, whenever God created the heavens and the earth, he spoke the word, and the worlds come into existence. He spoke the word, and the animals come into existence. He spoke the word, and the light appeared. He spoke the word, and the seas were filled with fishes. Oh, listen to me today. He said, last of all, let us go and make man in our image. And brother, he went down and he formed man out of the dust of the earth. And brother, the Bible said that he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Brother, I want you to know God created you today. And if God created you today, then God can take care of your problems. He can take care of your situation. He can heal your body tonight. But brother, let me tell you today, God is wanting you to come to him. He said to ask and and you shall receive. To seek and you shall find. And to knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For to him that asketh he receiveth. And to him that seeketh he findeth. And to him that knocketh the door shall be opened. Brother, let me tell you today that God, he's got your number. He knows where you're at. He knows what's going on with your life. And he wants you to call on him and begin to tell him what you need done in your life. Oh, listen to me today. And it came to pass. And I remember Hezekiah told the Lord that he had walked in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in our sight. And he wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out of the middle court that the word of the Lord came unto him saying, Brother God, he had begun to deal. He had done hurt Hezekiah as Hezekiah wept sore. He had done hurt Hezekiah and he told Isaiah he was getting a hold of the man of God to send him back to give Hezekiah another message. He said, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard your prayer. Oh, I'll tell you today, brother, if we could only hear sometime that God would tell us, I've heard your prayer. Oh, but we need to believe in the word of God tonight, brother, that God hears us. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother, God wants to reward us tonight, and if we'll believe that, brother, we'll see. The Bible says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Brother, I want you to know God, when we pray in faith believing, God hears us and God will answer us. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, we don't serve a dead God tonight, but we serve a risen Savior. We serve one that's alive. The Bible says he was dead. He was alive. He was dead, and behold, he's alive forevermore. He's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. He even sent the Spirit of God that he said, and the Spirit prayeth when we know not how to pray. The Spirit of God makes intercession for us. Oh, listen to me today. The Spirit of God knows how to pray for us, that God will hear us. And brother, when we begin to go on and we begin to call on the name of the Lord, bless God, God will hear us and God will answer us. Brother, he said, listen, he said, I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Brother Hezekiah was sick unto death. He had a death sentence pronounced on him. But brother, your God, he said, I will heal thee. Brother, God can turn the situation around in your life and help you, brother, to come. And the Bible said, I am come. And this was Jesus speaking. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Brother, being sick all the time is not abundant life. Oh, listen to me. Brother, that God, Jesus shed the stripes for your healing tonight. Brother, let me tell you the scripture that the little girl read there a while ago. It said, by his stripes he was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God is wanting to move for you, and God is wanting to bring healing to you. God is wanting to show you himself. Brother in God, he will pour his Spirit out upon you. Over here in Luke 4:18, brother, he said, here the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And Luke 4:18, brother, I want you to know Jesus, he paid the price for it. It's not by works, but by grace that we're saved. It's the covenant that we have because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he purchased our healing. Brother, he carried our sin to the cross. Brother, and he carried them 39 stripes. He carried them to the cross. And bless God, when he carried them, when he died, when he said, "It is finished," and he gave up the ghost, brother, that brought salvation, that paid the price right there for sin, that paid the price for our healing. And brother, I want you to know what, brother, that when he arose on the third and appointed morning, brother, he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And like I said a while ago, he's seated on the right hand of the Father. He said, "On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord." Oh, let me tell you today, we need to go out to the house of the Lord. We need to worship God. The Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and much more so as we see the day approaching." Listen to me today. As you begin to assemble together with God's people, brother, you're beginning to draw strength from each other. Brother, you're beginning to agree together. And the Bible says that two or three agree touching any one thing, that it would be done for them. Brother, you're agreeing together. And there's an anointing over that gathering. And that anointing is what does the work. That anointing is what, brother, does the thing that needs to be done. The Bible said the little woman that had the issue of blood, brother, she had hemorrhaged for 12 long years. And brother, she said, "If I can only but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And she got down, and I picture her getting down on her hands and knees and crawling through the crowd. Maybe she didn't do that, but that's just what I think of when I think of her trying to get to Jesus. But when she got close to him, she reached out and took a hold of his garment, touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Brother, because there was a virtue that went out of him, and it went into her. And the Bible said, immediately she knew that she in herself, that she was healed. And brother, she said, brother, Jesus said, he said, "There's virtue has gone out of me." He said, "Somebody touched me." And oh, listen to me, that virtue today is alive. It's well today, brother, and it will be imparted, brother, unto that one that's healed. Oh, listen to me today. He said, "The third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord." Brother, let me tell you today, God was telling Isaiah, brother, he was prophesying to him, brother, and when God heals you, brother, it will cause you to want to draw nigh unto God. The Bible said, "Draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto you." He said, "I will add unto thy days 15 years. Oh, listen to me today, brother, 15 years that he added to Hezekiah's life. Brother, and it was after this Hezekiah, he begat children after this. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, he lived another 15 years. He said, "And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for the, my servant David's sake." Brother, the king of Assyria had come up and tried to take Jerusalem. Brother, he had told him that he had taken all of the cities. He had destroyed them. Listen to me today. But God was not going to let him come down to Jerusalem. God himself was going to defend Jerusalem. But Hezekiah was the king, and he needed to know this. Oh, let me tell you today, folks, God is a God that cares about you. God is a God that loves you. He loved you so much, he sent his only begotten Son, that he would hang between the heavens and the earth, that he would would suffer, that he'd be crucified, and that he would die, and on the third day he would raise up victorious. God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for you. And brother, I'll tell you today, he's waiting to hear from you, brother, for you to call on his name. Brother, when you begin to call on him and you begin to believe on his name, brother, he'll prove himself to you. He'll show himself to you. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boy, and he recovered. Brother, God said he would heal him. Brother, and hear this scripture read. Brother, in the seventh verse, they laid it on, they laid a lump of figs on the boy, and Hezekiah recovered. Oh, listen, this must have been a bad boy, because the first message he got was to set his house in order, because he was going to die, not live. But after he besought the Lord, he turned to the wall. He told God what he had done, and he wept bitterly. Brother, God sent him a message and said, I give you 15 years. Brother, God turned that death sentence into a life sentence. Brother, and he gave him life. He gave him 15 more years. Oh, listen, he got up. Brother, he recovered. And when anybody recovers, they'll get up. Brother, I know today I've been sick in the past, but brother, when I got well enough to get up, I was more than glad to get up, because it felt better getting up than it did laying there in the bed. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. And this is verse 8. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he's spoken of, that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. But nay, let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. Oh, listen to me. The shadow of the sun on the sundial, brother, he wanted it to go back. And brother, whenever Isaiah cried unto the Lord, brother, the shadow went back by 10 degrees. Oh, let me tell you, folks, today, God will prove himself to you if you'll just call on his name, if you'll just seek after him. God will show you himself, and he'll prove himself to you that he loves you and that he wants to be in your life. Brother, God is the only one through Jesus Christ that can bring life into you, that can bring peace into you. Brother, that can raise you up when you're down. Brother, I want you to know there's a lot of religions today, but brother, there's only one God. Brother, and his name is Jesus Christ tonight. Brother, the one that we worship tonight is God. He said there's one God and Father of all, one Lord Jesus Christ. There's one Spirit. Brother, I want you to know tonight that we worship God in spirit and in truth. Brother, we don't worship God by works. We don't worship God by sending up sacrifices of animals, of blood, of bulls, and of goats any longer. But brother, we believe God. We worship him by faith. We worship him, brother, by the faith of the Son of God. And we come to him, and we call on his name, and he hears us, and he answers us. Oh, listen to me tonight. God is wanting to minister to you tonight, and all you've got to do is begin to call on his name. Oh, let me tell you tonight, folks, he's waiting tonight. Brother, we preach one message tonight, and that's Jesus Christ and him crucified. Brother, we might preach on different subjects, or preach on different subjects, but we preach one message, and that's Jesus at the salvation. He said, I believe it's in Acts 4:12, for there's no other name given among men whereby a man must be saved than Jesus Christ. Let me tell you today, he bought and paid for salvation. Brother, he bought and paid for healing tonight. And brother, all you've got to do is believe that he did this for you. He'll take your sins away. He'll put them stripes. He'll apply them to your life. And brother, he will send forth healing into your life tonight. Oh, I thank God tonight that God, he is so merciful. He is so gracious. He's so good and so kind to us. Bless God tonight. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down. Oh, let me tell you what tonight, brother, whenever that he, brother, whenever he heard from God, you see, all God has to do is speak the word. And when God speaks the word, then the work is done. Oh, let me tell you tonight, folks, Jesus is waiting on you tonight to call on his name. All you've got to do is call on him, brother, and let him prove himself to you. Praise the Lord. Sister Green, go ahead. I appreciate this opportunity tonight, sister.
Praise God. We appreciate you, Brother Eddie, and it's always a joy to listen to you all preach, and it's a wonderful thing, and beautiful are the feet that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I love the Lord and praise him. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. And if you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. If you want to reach any of the evangelists here and pastors on this here panel, feel free, and we'll get you connected with them. If you would like to talk to them, if they touch you in any way, anything that they would say, and that you've got questions, and maybe you want to know how to get saved, you can email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. And I see a couple more callers here, and we're going to have a 706, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hey, Sister Green, it's Frida Litchfield in Thompson, Georgia. How are you doing tonight?
Praise God, Sister Frida. We're doing really well, and glad you're here, and I've been missing you, sis. But
yes, I had a much-needed vacation. I just got in Sunday night, so I told Brother John, I said, I'm going to try my best to get on tonight. So I had a good vacation. I'm glad I'm back home, though. I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do.
Now, 770, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hey, Brother Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hi, Brother John. Praise the Lord. We're going to, y'all hang on here just a moment, and I'm going to play a quick song, and then if it's okay, we'll have Sister Frida come in, and we're on the subject's on healing, and if you have a scripture maybe on that or testimony, Sister Frida, feel free to give that. Okay, so we're going to get this song going. God bless you guys. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
Praise God. That's all you have to do is reach out and touch the Lord, like Brother Eddie was saying. Reach out and touch him by faith. Praise God. And that's exactly what the woman with the issue of blood did. She spent all that she had for 12 years. She saw all the physicians, and nobody could touch her. Her last resort was to touch Jesus. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. And she pressed through, like Brother Eddie was talking to you about. She pressed through that crowd. And you know what that crowd to me is? That's doubt and fear and doctors can't do it and bad reports and saying there's nothing that can be done. That is what the crowd is today. And if we could touch him by faith, he already said by his stripes that we are healed. Praise God. God is so good. Sister Frieda, go ahead and obey God, sis.
Oh, can I brag a little? I don't like doing this, but I want to. Everybody's been asking, where all did you go on vacation? Well, I was out, we was coming back. We left Boise, Idaho, and went to Phoenix, Arizona, and come from there to Atlanta. And I mean that I had jet lag so bad that next day on Monday. I said, Lord, these time zones is something else. I said, I've been out that way before, and it didn't bother me, but I said, Lord, get me home. Let me get a rest, and you know what? It's been a pretty good week, but not completely. So I just want to praise the Lord that everything's good, and I made it home safe and sound. But I'm going to be reading from Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. You know, if we get a fruit off that tree, that is healing it for our bodies and for nations, too, while we're doing eating off the tree of life, the Lord tells us to. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no light there. They need no candle, for neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. You know, in some of our service, you can see the Lord walking around in the service, in the different services. You know, I like getting down there and just getting down at his feet and just sitting there and praising and worshiping him. And, you know, it makes you feel good to see that you can see him walking across by you and he can touch you if you need healing. And I enjoy things like that when we go to church on that service. Then says he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And you know, the time is getting close, that we're fixing to leave this world and go on to where our heavenly places are. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the first, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into a city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers, adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And I got one more, and then I'll be through. Okay. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise of God. Back to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. Well done, well said, Sister Frieda. And God, you called in tonight. We appreciate you. We've been missing you, like we said, and call in any time. You encourage us a whole lot. So,
thank you.
At this time, I want to come to you real quickly here with another song, something that Brother Eddie said made me feel led to play this.
Thank you.
Praise God. You know, that there was Speak the Word, Lord, and that's by Sister Tanya Adams from Calvary Holiness. And I don't know her personally, but I found it one day just going on YouTube. And if you want to hear her, just go to YouTube.com and type in Speak the Word, Lord, and by Tanya Adams. So I think she's a beautiful singer and feel the anointing in it. And that's what all the stuff and the noise in the background was. Their church was praying, and it looked like a Holy Ghost meeting there. And you could really feel the Spirit of God in that. And, you know, she don't even know me, and I don't know her. And you know, she put this, somebody put this from her church, I guess, on YouTube. She don't know how many people this is reaching. And just like this broadcast right here, we don't know how many people really, truly are listening. We see numbers, but we don't know. There could be more, there could be less, but praise God anyhow. It don't matter. To God be all the glory, because my name and Brother Green's name and Brother John's name and Brother Eddie and Sister Frida, Brother Yearwood, and all, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But he told us not to rejoice because we have power over the devil, but to rejoice because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. God is so good. He's so merciful in that. We're not going to waste any more time, and we're going to have Brother John, Pastor, go right ahead and obey God.
Appreciate that, Sister Green. Appreciate the opportunity to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight we are speaking on healing, and we're coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 17, starting with verse 11. Tonight's title message is, But Where Are the Nine? Starting in verse 11 of Luke, chapter 17, and it came to pass, talking about Jesus here, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. You know, when we're coming there, and as he was traveling, amen, to Jerusalem, as he coming to that foundation of peace, you need to know that Jesus Christ is passing through the midst of your life, that Jesus Christ is passing through the midst of your circumstances. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, together in my name, there am I in the midst. You need to know tonight, amen, as they would come there to the cross, he was the man in the middle, amen. And you need to know, amen, that he's broken down the middle walls of partition to bring us to healing tonight, to bring us to wholeness. Amen. And the Bible says as he entered to a certain village, you need to know tonight that Jesus Christ will come to a certain place in your life. And as he was coming into a certain place, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. These men were unclean. These were men that could not go into the city, as it was talking about, and Sister Frida brought out in the book of Revelation. Those that were unclean could not enter into the city. We read, amen, in the book of Kings, amen, as the four lepers, amen, went out and said, why sit we here till we die? Amen. But God had an opportunity. God had a place for them, amen, to bring about in a day's time, amen, that would turn, and God would use them, amen, to bring, amen, complete, amen, blessings into that city, city that had been founded. You know what? The Lord Jesus Christ tonight, as he came to that certain village, as he came to that certain place, these 10 lepers, amen, stood afar off. You know, I remind of the time, amen, when the Lord Jesus Christ was taken into captivity on the night that he was held in the garden, and they took him away, and John, who was a new Caiaphas and knew the high priest as John and Peter went. But the Bible says that Peter followed him afar off. Tonight, church, we need to draw, as Brother Eddie said, draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. There are too many people that are far off followers tonight that are staying away from the Lord. Now, I knew that these men, amen, would not draw close to Jesus, being lepers. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in verse 13 says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You know, as he would come into their life, amen. I don't know if they knew them, just like Sister Green said. I know some Tanya Green, so I don't know, or Tanya Adams, excuse me, so I don't know if this is one I know or not, but I know she sings. But anyhow, whether we know, one day we're going to know each other, amen. The Bible says we'll be known as we are known. We have to come together, amen, for a complete healing and wholeness of the body of Christ. And the Bible says that these certain men, they cried out and declared that the name of Jesus. And as they declared the name of Jesus, the Bible says to many of those
has believed on his name, gave you the power to become the sons of God. You know, when we position ourselves and believe on that name, amen, as they cried out, that was a name that was above every name, given among men whereby we must be saved. It's not only salvation, amen, to bring us into heaven, but it's salvation and rescue, amen, from healing and wholeness tonight, from our sickness and infirmity. And the Bible says the scripture says they met him there. So I don't know if they knew him before, but the Bible says they called him Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. The Bible says, we won't go there, but amen, it talks about the cleansing of a leper in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1 through 8. And it talks about the cleansing of the leper. But the Bible says, just like he said, just speak the word, or as he spoke the word that was given unto the lepers, go show yourself to the priest. And tonight, church, amen, amen, no matter what circumstances you're in, no matter what situation you're in, it's time for you to go show yourself to the priest. That priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. It's an unchangeable priesthood without beginning and without end. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, hallelujah, that he is immutable counsel. It's unchanging. And hallelujah, when they come there tonight, it's time for you to go show yourself to the high priest, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, that he can declare that you are clean and whole and healed by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. When he saw that he was healed, when he had a revelation that he was healed as he went along the way, he was going to the priest. He had just left the great high priest to tell him, go show yourself to the priest, that he could be declared. See, he had to be declared cleansed. He had to be cleared whole, amen, by the priest. He would be able to enter in. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Go show yourself. Go reveal yourself. And as you reveal yourself according to the word of God, tonight you'll be cleansed and you'll be whole, amen. That spiritual leprosy that's in your life will be that which is in your flesh, that which has been, amen, the wound, the putrefied wounds in your flesh will be made whole by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his word. When you make a revelation, and as you go along the way, if you go along the way of being obedient to the word of God, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 8 that they learned obedience by the things that they suffered, even Jesus himself being a son. Hallelujah. And as they went along the word of obedience, the word, you'll receive the blessings as you go along, amen, in obedience. But one of them saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. And he came all the way back to Jesus. Church, tonight we got to come all the way back to Jesus. You know, sometimes we think it's out of the way. He had went out of his way, amen, for the Samaritan woman at the well. He went out of his way to come there to that certain village. He'd come into this little life and say, go show yourself to the priest. When he saw them, church tonight, when he sees you in your situation, he'll declare unto you, go to the high priest. Not talking about man, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the high priest in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. In the Holy of Holies, there's healing. In the throne room of God tonight, there's healing. And the Bible says that he fell down on his face at their feet, at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. What was about that is they had no dealings with one another. But the one thing, God's word, God's name, the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have no dealings, will bring you together. When you have no dealings, when you're an enemy, hallelujah, it will bring you whole. When you have no dealings, it'll make you clean. When you have no healing or no dealings, you'll get the healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, that Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Amen.
Let me ask you something tonight. How many times have you been made whole? How many times tonight have you been cleansed? How many times have you been obedient to the word of God and God turned your circumstances around? But did you turn back to him? Or did you just keep on going? Did you keep walking, amen, and realm where God had, amen, had spoken to you in the beginning, but you just kept walking in your cleansing. You just kept walking in your healing. There was no acknowledgement, no direction, no committal. And the Bible says, but where are the nine? Hallelujah. And then it says, they were not found. Excuse me just a moment. I've got to get in the light here because the light went out. They were not found. That they returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. There was only one that returned to give glory to God, and it was a stranger. He was a stranger when this thing began. He was Jesus, and he was the master. When these men came, amen, and first met Jesus, they declared his name, and they declared him to be the master. And now all of a sudden they were walking, continually walking, going and showing and had one direction in mind. Let me ask you something tonight. Where are you as Jesus told you to go? Amen. As Jesus declared, did you come back to him and give glory to him? Or have you kept on walking in a direction? Amen. Have you kept on walking in a one-way direction and kept on going and no acknowledgement? Even though you've been cleansed, even though you've been whole, even though you've been healed, and he kept walking in that one same direction, walking away from Christ. Amen. You walked away from him, you were far off in the beginning, but as you were healed, not only were you far off, now you walked completely away from him. Tonight, I want to ask you something. Where are you tonight in Jesus Christ? When God came and spoke into your life and made you whole and healed you, but did you keep on walking? Have you keep walking with him, or did you begin to walk away from him? Did you begin to walk away and not remember to turn back to him? And the Bible says, and when he was, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. This one stranger came back and glorified God. This one stranger fell on his face at the feet of Jesus. He already knew that even though he come, you have to understand something. He did go show himself to the priest. He showed himself to Jesus. Tonight, hallelujah, have you went and showed yourself to the priest? Because, see, you need to know something tonight. You can't go to man and be declared clean and whole. You must go to Jesus. Where are you tonight? You must have that revelation that you can only come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have that revelation and that vision to show yourself to the high priest. I want to give you a few more scriptures, then I'm going to give back to Brother and Sister Green. I was going to stop right there, but I'm going to go on a little bit farther here, a few more scriptures. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. It's not something you can see. It's not something that come before. It's not something that you can look for. The Pharisees at the beginning, they wanted to know when the rule of God would come. They were looking for signs and wonders in the heavens. They were looking for things. Tonight, church, you need to know something. The kingdom of God comes without observation. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says in verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, here's what he wants you to know. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Tonight, church, the kingdom that you have been looking for is within you. You can't find it in a jar. You can't find it in a city. You can't find it in a place. You can't find it in a building. The kingdom of God, the will of God tonight. He said, lo, for the kingdom of God is within you. He was talking to the Pharisees. He's talking to you tonight. And he wants you to know, many of you are looking for certain things, certain ways, certain avenues. But tonight, that what you're looking for is right there within, in, on the inside of you. It doesn't come with observation. It doesn't come, you can't see with your binoculars. You can't look at this through a telescope. But it's right on the inside of you. The kingdom, the rule of God is within your heart. The kingdom and the rule of God is right there within you. You must know. And the Bible says, and he said unto his disciples, the day shall come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. He said there's going to be a day that you're going to see and desire to see me of the days that I, as it was before, and won't be able to see it. church tonight, you need to know prophetically. There are days that you want to see the days of the Son of Man. There are many of you that are longing for the days of the Son of Man, and you haven't seen it because you've been looking for a kingdom. You've been looking for the things of the kingdom here and there. You've been wandering. You've been going here. You thought within yourself, well, if I go over to this church, hallelujah, it'll be over there, surely. If I go over to this church, it surely will be over there. If I go over and listen to this particular speaker, surely the kingdom of God will be there. The church, you need to know tonight that the kingdom of God's within you. And the Bible says this: and they shall say to them, go here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the sky, of the one part of heaven, shineth into the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. In other words, don't be looking for the lightning strikes, because the light that comes from the lightning is throughout the whole earth. In other words, if a lightning, we can see the flashes of light. It still reflects our life. As it shines out of one part of the, of heaven, it'll shine in the other part. Amen. Tonight, you need to know that the light that is shining, the gospel of Jesus Christ that shines out of heaven, is shining into all the world. He's shining to all the world. He said, but first, must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. This is the thing that I'm going to give back to Brother Sister Green. He said he must suffer many things. What has he suffered? He suffered rejection of his own children. He suffered rejection of those who have, he just healed. He suffered rejection of those turning away from him. He suffered rejection of those where he's met the need. He's been Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees your provision. He suffered rejection when he's made you whole, when he's healed you, when he's saved you, when he's rescued you. Then he suffered rejection. When things were going good, you turned away. You walked away. But tonight, you don't have to go here and go there. But let me ask you something. Are you with the one that has turned back and gave glory to God and fell at the feet of Jesus? And then when he tells you to go arise, go thy way because you have something to do? Or are you with the other nine that walked away and kept on walking? Tonight you need to know you were looking for a kingdom. You were looking for that. You were looking for this and you were looking for that. When you first met him, he was Jesus and Master. But now you've walked away and now you don't call his name anymore and he's no longer your master. Church, tonight I want to know, are you with the one that glorified God? Or are you with the other nine, the majority that have walked away from God? He's been rejected by this generation. Well, the kingdom of God come without observation. For the kingdom of God, what you're looking for tonight is within you, and his name is Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God. Good word there, Brother John. And Pastor John, go ahead and tell us where you're located.
Church is located at 114 East Main in Thomaston, Georgia, right downtown, about a block off the courthouse square in Thompson, Georgia. We just like, if you in the area, we sure like to invite you to come in. We have a Sunday morning Sunday school at 10 o'clock, regular service at 11, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday night services at 7 o'clock. And we just want to welcome any and all that come in and just worship and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ with
us. Praise God. Yes, if we were down right in that area, we'd be right there with you, Pastor John. And
appreciate it.
Would be awesome if, you know, Brother Yearwood is having a revival coming up in September, and I'd like to announce that if you all are in that area, Madisonville, Tennessee, on Main Street, they're blocking off the street on September 27 and 28, and then services start nightly at 7 p.m., and Brother Timothy Dockery will be the featured singer, I guess you would say. But if you're in that area, Brother Yearwood, he's expecting a big crowd, and mainly we are know God's going to show up and praise the Lord and show out, hallelujah, and heal the sick, and just like Brother Yearwood said, just bring your lawn chairs. And looking forward to that. If we can be there, Lord willing, we're going to try to go, and would love to meet you guys, Brother Eddie and Sister Frida and Brother John. That would be amazing, I think. And it's kind of the center of all of us. We're Ohio, you guys are Georgia, and Brother Eddie's right there in the middle in Tennessee with Brother Yearwood. So we're going to go ahead and play this here song. I don't know, the Lord is just dealing with me about things that's been said tonight, and songs have just popping in my mind, and I hope this encourages somebody. Praise God. That's by the Inspirations. Again, that's found on YouTube, and it's called Thank. I Just Want to Thank You, Lord. And there's another song similar to that, and it kind of goes a little differently, and we sing it at church. But I just want to thank God. Like Pastor John was saying, don't forget to go back and thank Him. If it's been years and years and years that God has done something for you, and you're feeling kind of low, just remember what He done for you and what miracles that He has brought forth. The greatest miracle of them all is when He shed His blood at Calvary, when He laid down His life on that rugged cross. And you know He didn't have to do it, but He did. And I want to thank Him. And this time we're going to have my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, come to you and give us more word here of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's good to be with you. Thank the Lord for salvation tonight through the blood, and we've been born again by the Spirit of God, and you know that's what gives us a standing with God so that we can get the benefits of Calvary, the cross, and the things that he did for us. And I think Rachel read Isaiah 53. I want to read that again. 53rd chapter and verse 4 says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And I was thinking about, you know, today seems like there's a lot of sickness, and people are going to the doctors trying to get well, and that's good that they can go to the doctor if they've got the money to go and that, but you know, some places you can't maybe get to a doctor. And even if you do get to a doctor, well, many times the doctor, he does not have the remedy. The remedy is like the brothers was preaching a little while ago. The remedy is in Christ. You know, we can go and maybe get our arm broke and we can have it set. And, you know, we may have appendicitis or something and get that operated on. And different things, and we can take tumors. The doctors can take the tumors out of your body, but you know they can't stop sickness. They can try to treat the symptoms of it, and they can maybe do you some good in some areas, but they can't. They can cut you open, but they can't heal you back up. It takes God to heal, and I'm so glad that He is the healer. Today, that he has provided that healing through his son, Jesus Christ, who took those stripes in Pilate's judgment hall, who came down here and dwelt among men, who walked the shores of Galilee, went about doing good, as the Bible said in the book of Acts 10:38, I believe it is, said he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed to the devil, for God was with him. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, it says there, who went about doing good, healing. See, it was the Holy Ghost power that he had that brought the healing, and that's what we need today in our life is that Holy Ghost power. If we're going to take healing to our neighbors or maybe the people we go to church with or the people we contact on the street or wherever we go, if we have got the anointing, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. we cannot do anything in our own ability. We've got a part of this ministry, but this ministry that we have a part of tonight is the ministry of Jesus Christ. You know, it's not my ministry. It's not Joanna's ministry or anybody else's ministry. I thought about Judas when he failed God and he fell by his own transgression when he departed from the faith, and he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. And in the book of Acts in chapter 1, they sought out another man to take part of this ministry from where Judas had fallen. Excuse me, this ministry that I'm talking about tonight is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed to the devil. Now, the Bible calls sickness oppression. When Jesus went out and he healed the blind and he healed the deaf and the dumb and he cast out devils and he laid hands on the sick and they recovered and devils came out of many that was possessed of devils and he sent the apostles and the prophets and evangelists out and praise God, gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and all manner of diseases. He gave authority, he gave power, and he's given authority to tonight. He's given authority to the church. Praise God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same. He said not to be carried about with divers doctrines and things, but to... there in Hebrews 13, but to follow what they had preached, and they had preached Jesus Christ, and the same yesterday, today, forever.
He went about doing good then. He's going about today doing good. I've heard reports of people in the past. I've gone to different churches. I've heard testimonies how people have had the Lord Jesus Christ walk into their room or maybe appear in a vision to them. I went to church with a lady, and she was dying of Parkinson's disease. Praise God. They gave her up to die, sent her home, said they couldn't do no more for her. And they sent her home to die. And there was a couple, two couples came from the church, and they prayed for her. And she looked up. She was sitting in a rocking chair, and that was the only chair she could get up and down out of because it was taller. She could just barely scoot her feet across the floor to go to the bathroom or to move around in her house, wherever she needed to go. Her husband told me, he said she would get up out of the bed at night, she could walk to the bathroom, and she could get back into bed, but she'd have to wake him up, and he'd have to come around, pick her legs up, and put him in the bed. And he also told me that she drooled out of her mouth like a little baby, and they could do nothing for her, and they sent her home to die. He asked the doctor, he said, how much time does she have? And the doctor said, I wouldn't give her more than 3 days. I don't think she'll last but maybe 3 days. I knew this woman personally, and I knew her husband. They were good Christian people. I was not there when she got her healing, but they were fine Christian people. And you know, the third day, those two couples went over there, a young couple and an older couple, and they prayed for her. They got around behind her, laid hands on her, prayed for her. Nothing happened. And the young man said, well, said, let's pray again. And they laid hands on her again, and she said that when they laid hands on her this time, she looked up to the ceiling, and she saw a door, and she saw Jesus standing in the door. And she said he had his arms out and said, I saw the nail prints in his hands, and I saw the nail prints in his feet. And she said, I knew I was healed. She said, I don't know how I knew that, but she said, somehow I knew I was healed. She said within, I think it was three or five weeks, she was up doing all her housework. She was doing everything that she needed to do. She was not sick anymore. She was completely healed of that Parkinson's disease. And she lived many more years, and they were an elderly couple. And they've passed away now. But I had the privilege of going to church with those people, and they were fine people. And I tell you, that's just one thing that I know about. I knew a lady that had cancer. And she looked like she was pregnant. She was a young lady, and she wasn't married, and she was an evangelist, and she was a powerful preacher. And she swelled up as though she was carrying a baby. And the pastor said, why is she preaching this youth revival? Because she's not married, and it looks like she's going to have a baby. And his wife said, no, said she's not going to have a baby. She's got cancer. And I'm sure the preacher felt bad about that. But, you know, they came to our church and held a revival. She went into the hospital, and the doctors, she didn't want to have operations. She was believing God for her healing. And she stayed in the hospital for many days. And she said one day she felt like she was dying, and the next day she felt like Jesus was standing at the foot of her bed. And this went on for many days. And she kept telling the nurse that was coming in there and helping her that Jesus was the healer, and that he heals the sick, and he heals cancer, and he heals every disease. And there was nothing impossible with him. And she kept her faith built up, and she kept her faith in the Word of God, and she believed and held on to that faith, and she didn't let go. And one day the nurse came running in and said, I believe it was her father-in-law was in the same hospital dying of lung cancer. And she said, they was getting ready to take this evangelist woman down to operate on her. They had already given her the sedative or whatever it is they give them before they operate. And they was getting ready to take her down. But she was still conscious and everything. And that nurse ran in crying, said, "My father-in-law's dying." And they have joined hands and prayed. And they took her on down to operate on her. And when they got her down there, they said, "Well, we're not going to do the operation because something has changed." And said, "She's not bleeding internally anymore. And we're going to cancel the operation." They sent her back up to her room. 3 days later, she walked out of that hospital completely healed. And the man with the lung cancer walked out the same day, both of them, completely healed. I personally met this woman. She was a great evangelist. And she has a church now somewhere in Michigan, as far as I know. That's the last I heard. But I thank God that I've met people that I know were truthful people. I've been healed myself of several things. I've been healed of gallstones. I didn't go to the doctor to find out, but I would swell up and in my side, and evangelist came to our church, and he called it out, and I went up there, and I was hurting that day. And don't you know, when he prayed, that pain left my body, and I'm still healed today. That was probably 30 years ago, but I thank God, you know, that the Lord is the healer. He not only took the stripes for our spiritual healing, but he took the stripes for our physical healing. You know, I was thinking the lame man was sitting at the gate beautiful there in the book of Acts, and Peter and John came by that day, and they was going up to the beautiful temple. They was going to the temple there, prayer, and met that man, and they said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have." He was sitting there begging for alms, and he was wanting to receive something from them. He probably was looking for money, no doubt. He was looking for something maybe that would help him for a day or two, you know, and get him by and get him another meal or something. But, you know, he got something that day that would last a lifetime. Praise God. Peter looked, fastened his eyes upon him, and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." And he reached down, took him by the hand, lifted him up. And the Bible said that his feet received strength. He was healed immediately. Went into the temple, leaping and praising God. And it caused a revival, praise God. It caused souls to be saved. And that's what healing is all about. I heard a man, or read a book, maybe it was, one time. And this man said, "Healing is the dinner bell to revival." Praise God. It's a dinner bell. You know, when somebody's out there hungry and you start ringing the bell, they think dinner's on the table. And most time that's the way it was back in the old days on a farm or a big plantation or something. They had a big bell, and they'd ring that bell, and you could hear that bell all over that place. And they'd head out of them fields and come in for dinner. And so healing is the dinner bell to salvation. It'll cause people to be saved. I thought that day when Peter prayed for that man, Peter and John went up to the temple, their prayer, praise God, and they prayed for him. And that man was healed. And I forget how many thousand people turned to God because that man was healed that day. One man got healed of a miraculous miracle when his ankle bones received strength. And he got up from that place where he had sat, where they had brought him to that gate beautiful day after day. He had sat there, and somebody had no doubt carried him there or helped him to get there. Praise God. And he probably went home in the evening when it began to get dark. Somebody would come back and get him, take him to his little house or wherever he stayed. But, you know, this day he walked home. Praise God. He probably ran home, no doubt. He probably was so excited, he said, "I'm running home. I'm going to tell my neighbors what happened to me. I'm going to tell them that Jesus passed by." Praise God. Oh, what a difference when Jesus passed by. You'll never be the same if he ever touches your life. If you're out there and you're not saved, you need salvation. I'll tell you, the way you get saved is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and call upon the name of the Lord. Seek him while he may be found, the Bible said. But he's not far from any of us, the scripture tells me. Paul preaching on Mars Hill, he said, the Lord is not far from any of us. And praise God, if you feel after him, you can find him. Praise God. And I tell you, I've been a feeling after the Lord for many years now. I've been seeking him, and I've been looking for that healing power, and I've been trying to get that anointing that'll set the captive free. And we have had some results praying for people, but I know there's more in store. And I know there's a greater anointing that people can get. And I know just because we've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, there's more than that. Praise God. There's the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. And one of them gifts is healing. Praise God, the gifts of healing. And there's the gifts of miracles. Praise God. And there's the gift of faith. Praise God. And there's different gifts. Praise God. And we can have those gifts. God is not slack concerning his promises. Praise God. But he's wanting souls to be saved. And he's passing out gifts to people that get down to business and call upon his name and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And if they'll do that, he said he'd hear from heaven and he'd forgive their sins and he'd heal their land. And I tell you today, we need healing, not only in our bodies sometimes, not only in our minds sometimes, maybe in our attitude or something, we need healing. I tell you, we know who the healer is, and we know the answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's praise God, there's no weapon formed against you that'll prosper if you'll put your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you'll put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water, praise God, that walked on the water, calmed the raging seas, praise God. He stood up in the boat one day and said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. And they looked and they marveled at that man and wondered, what manner of man is this that the winds and the waves obey him? But I'm telling you tonight, he ain't changed. He's not changed one bit. He went about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent him into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise God. But there's many out there tonight that are not saved, and there's many out there that are they're needing healing in their bodies. And I want to encourage you to get you an old-fashioned Bible, get you a King James Version Bible, praise God. And it's a translation of the Word of God. It's translated word for word, praise God, out of the Hebrew and the Greek, praise God. It's not something man throwed together just to calm somebody's nerves one day. But it's the Word that came down from heaven, praise God. We need to turn back to the Word of God. He sent his Word and he healed them. And he said that they that wait upon the Lord should renew their strength. And they would mount up as wings of eagles and they would run and not grow weary. Praise God. And I tell you, if we'll get in the Word of God, we'll find the true and the living way. We'll find the good old path of holiness and we'll find the way that is straight. There's many ways that people have come up with today, and I want to encourage you to get you. I don't know what country you're in, but if you've got a Bible, try to see if it's based, if it's written off of the King James Version, because there's many versions out there today, but I want word for word, don't you? I want the true Word of God. I don't want something that man dreamed up one day sitting out under an apple tree somewhere and thought, well, I believe it says this. I believe we'll take that out and put this in. No, I believe we'll stay with the true Word of God. Now, 100 years ago in the United States of America, I'll tell you what they'd be preaching in the pulpits. They'd be preaching the King James Version Bible. They'd be preaching it line upon line and precept upon precept. And they'd be preaching it like their grandpa preached it or their mother preached it. But today, we've got a stack of Bibles. Some places you go to, they got four or five or six or eight Bibles. And they're trying to make one sermon out of 8 different Bibles and 8 different translations. But, well, as for me and my house, we're going to hang on to the King James Version Bible. And I didn't mean to get in all that, but I just throwed it in for good measure. But the Lord is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. And we're walking in the light if we've got Jesus as our personal Savior. Praise God. I want to read a verse of Scripture to you out of the book of Mark. And I want you to know that Jesus, He's never changed. I want you to know that He's coming back again. He's coming in an hour when we think not. You know, you can go to heaven with a sick body, but you can't go with a sick soul. If your soul ain't right with God, you can't go to heaven. You're going to stand at the gate. You may stand at the gate one day and knew of a woman that died on the operating table. She was a young woman, about 19 years old, and she told this story to us personally, me and my wife. And I believe my wife was there with me, and yes, she was. She's shaking her head. She told how she died and went to heaven, and she was standing at the gate, and she wanted to go in, and the angel of God told her, said, no, you can't go in. And she said, well, my aunt is here. I want to talk to her. And she named her name. And he said, went in. The angel went in, got her aunt. She came outside the gate. And she said, Dorothy, she said, you can't come in. She said, you can't come in. And Dorothy said, why can't I come in? And she said, you can't come in because you're not ready. She said, you've got to go back and get ready. And that woman was 19 years old, I believe it was, at that time. And you know, she's about 75 years old today. And I hope she's ready. I hope she got ready. I don't know for sure. But I'm so glad she's still, you know, she's still in the land of the living. She's still getting around pretty good and everything. But I hope she's ready. And if she's not ready, if she's listening to me tonight, she probably knows who I'm talking about. And I want to ask you to find you a place to pray. If you're still not ready, Dorothy, I want you to find you a place to pray. And if you'll call on Jesus, that's the way we get ready to make heaven our home. We get down on our knees, or we bow our head at the table or wherever we're at, and we ask the Lord Jesus Christ. I know people's been saved in their automobiles, and different ways they've been saved in different places. And know the man got saved in a Volkswagen. He was a rather big man, too. I was wondering what the Volkswagen might have looked like after he got through shouting, probably. I don't know. But praise God, I want to read this scripture to you. And this is found in Mark chapter 16. And starting at the 15th verse, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now this is Jesus. He commissions them to go forth. I want to read the 14th verse. Afterward it said, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. So he had already risen from the dead, and he was getting ready to go back to the Father, and he was going to send the Holy Ghost in just a short time after this. He was going to send the Holy Ghost, and he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. And I read that, how they was to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And it says here that they would be signs that follow them that believe, in verse 17. And then My name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink. You know, I was thinking about that. Paul would have landed on that island one day, and out there in the sea, and it was cold and it was rainy, and they built a fire when they landed on that island, and you know, he was picking up sticks and they was putting wood on the fire, and a serpent came out of that fire and latched upon his hand, and they looked at him and they thought, well, he's going to die. He's been a bad man. You know, sometimes when bad things happen to people, they think, well, he's done something wrong or whatever. But that wasn't it at all. And he shook that thing off. He shook off that snake into the fire, and he felt no harm. And when they looked and they seen that he didn't swell, and they seen that he lived through this, they know that he had been bitten by this venomous viper, this snake, and they know that he was a goner, no doubt. If it went the natural way, he was going to be a dead man. But, you know, it didn't go the natural way. It went the spiritual way, and it went God's way, and he wasn't ready to die, and God wasn't done with him. And I tell you, the devil can't take you out if you don't let him. The devil can't take you out if you've got a work to do and you're willing to do the work. If you slacked up on the work and sickness come upon you, I want you do like Brother Eddie said, turn your face to the wall and begin to pray and begin to call on God and get your house in order. Just like the prophet told him, said, get your house in order, you're going to die. But you know, he didn't die because he got his house in order. And that's what we need to do. But it says they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I was reminded of a man was telling me about a missionary. He said he was in a foreign country, and he'd go to this one place to eat all the time, and or to eat his breakfast, I believe it was. And this man was trying to poison him. And he was putting poison in his food or in his drink. I forget which way it was. And he wasn't a Christian, the man that was feeding this Christian man. And he was watching this man. And he wondered how come he didn't die. He kept looking for him to get sick. He kept looking for him to die. And the man didn't ever die. He just kept coming in there and eating and drinking and his food and his beverage, whatever it was he ordered, and finally the man couldn't take it no longer, and he went to him, and he said, how come you ain't dead? He looked at him and said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, I'll give you enough poison to kill 100 people. And, of course, he probably quit eating there. I don't know if he did or not. But anyhow, I think the man ended up getting saved, so maybe he didn't quit eating there, but I think he gave his heart to the Lord because he knew it was real. But it says here, if they drink any deadly thing, see, that man didn't know he was drinking poison. You just don't drink poison if you know it's poison. You don't handle serpents if you know that they can bite you and hurt you or bite your children. You don't carry them around with you and put them in boxes and feed them and all this stuff. Now, I know some people get mad at me, but, you know, that's just the way I see it. Now, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God is what the Bible tells me there when Jesus was in the wilderness. And the devil will try to tempt you, you know. He'll try to make you fear. He'll try to make you afraid. And he'll say, well, if you was a believer, you'd do this or you'd do that. You know, you'd drink this little bit of something or you'd handle this rattlesnake. Well, I ain't handling no rattlesnakes to prove that I'm a believer. Praise God. I don't believe it takes all that. I believe what he was talking about here was about the snake was the thing that happened to Paul, the Apostle Paul, and he shook that venomous snake off into the fire. He didn't catch him and put him in a box or pay some man $50 or $100 for him so he could carry him around and put on some kind of a show or whatever. But I'll get off all that. But they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. And I want you to notice verse 19 and 20 here at the end of this chapter of Mark. It says, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen." So what they did was they went forth and they preached like he told them to do. And the Bible said, "Then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God." He went up there to sat on the right hand of God to be our great high priest, and he's still there today. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So it's the Lord that confirms the word. It's the Lord that heals the sick. We can lay hands on them, but it takes the Lord to heal them. And he's still in the healing business, praise God. He's still going about healing sick bodies. He's healing sick minds. And whatever we need, he has the answer. He's not changed. Whatever they needed in the Old Testament, you know, he had the answer. When they needed quail, he gave them quail. When they needed water, he gave them water out of the rock. And when they needed manna, food to eat, he gave them the bread from heaven that came down. And he gave them all these things. Praise God. In Psalms 103, and I mention this quite often when I'm preaching on healing, it says here in verse 3, well, let me back up. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Excuse me. I was looking away trying to read. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life from destruction, who crowneth thee with a loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Praise God. I want you to notice verse 3, "who forgiveth all thine iniquities." So if there's something in the way, you think you got sin in the way maybe, something you've done wrong, he says here in verse 3 of Psalms 103, "who forgiveth all thine iniquities." And then it goes on to healing. See, we're going to have to get sin out of the way before we can get healing. We've got to get on healing ground, is what I'm trying to say. We can't expect the Lord to heal us if we're sinning. We got to get the sin taken care of first, and then that means that we've got our soul right. And once we get our soul right, then we can go on to healing. And it says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." So he said he would, "who redeemeth the life from destruction." So, you know, it might look like it's the end of the road. It might look like there's no remedy. But there is a remedy, and Jesus is the remedy. Praise God. You want to say a little something, Joanna?
Yeah, I was thinking there what you said. You know, Jesus said, which is easier, to forgive sin or to heal? And they couldn't answer. They couldn't do either one, but Jesus could do both.
Amen. That's right. Yeah, I had that wrote down. I meant to read it. Praise God. It's in Matthew chapter, I believe that's chapter 9. Let me turn over there. Chapter 9 of Matthew. Praise God. Verse 5. Chapter 9, verse 5. "For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk." And I want to back up. This is the healing of the man with palsy. Verse 1. "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God. The Bible says here, when he seen their faith, and they brought this man to him that was lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Well, they took this man, praise God, they carried him to Jesus, and the Lord healed him, and he seen their faith, and no doubt the man must have had some faith too, because he agreed that they could take him over there. So he must have had some faith also. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? See, Jesus can do both. He can forgive your sin, and he also can heal your body. I met a man one time that had a withered arm. He came to our church. I met this man. He came to our church, and he testified, and he shouted all over the place. And he had something to shout about because he'd been to many preachers and evangelists, and he had went to tent meetings, and he had been to some of the famous preachers, and he had been prayed for, and he wasn't healed. He said he walked out behind his garage. I don't know how many years he'd gone through this. He had that withered arm. And he walked out behind his garage, and I believe I got it right. I've got it pretty near right. It's something similar to this, and it's been many years since I heard it. But he walked out behind his garage, and he started talking to the Lord, and he said, Lord, I've been to all these big evangelists, and I've drove miles and miles, and I've tried to get my healing, and I've fasted and prayed, and I've done what I believed I needed to do, and still I'm not healed. And he said he was talking to the Lord, and then he just stretched his arm out, and it was made whole, just like the other one, right there behind his garage, and him a-talking to the Lord and questioning the Lord, why am I not healed? And, you know, God healed that man. He gave that testimony that night. And I never knew the man before this, but the pastor knew him and some more people that was there knew him, and they verified he sure did have a withered hand or arm, and the Lord healed him. And I tell you, when he told that, he shouted across that pulpit, across the front of that church. You've never seen a man shout no better than this man shouted that night. It looked like a cyclone going through there. I tell you, he was a spinning and a shouting and a jumping, and he was happy because he had something to shout about, because there he was all them years with a withered arm, and now he was made whole. Praise God. I thank God that he can make you whole. You know, I thought about one of the pastors tonight. I preached on them 10 lepers. I believe it was Brother John preached on them 10 lepers. And that one came back and gave God the glory. And he was a Samaritan. If anybody should have came back, it shouldn't have been him, probably. It should have been probably the Jewish people that was going to go. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Remember, Brother John preaching that, done a great message on it. And, you know, Jesus is our high priest. We got to go to him tonight, just like Brother John said. And I don't want to get too much on his message, but Jesus said, were there not 10? How many people out there has been healed and never comes back and gives their testimony? And maybe they get saved, and right now they're not going to church nowhere, but they need to get back into the house of God, and they need to support the work of the Lord and try to keep the doors open and the lights burning. Try to have a place where people could come in and where that they can be saved. I'll tell you what would happen if the house of God, the doors were shut on the house of God. What would happen then if your brother needed salvation? He couldn't find no place to go to church, and he couldn't find no preacher. The Bible said, how shall they believe and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've got to have men and women that have preached the word of God. They've been called to preach, and they need a place. So, praise God. We need to keep the house of God open. We need to keep the lights burning. And we need to keep altars in our churches where people can come and they can kneel and they can pray. I thank God for the church over here we was been a-going to, and they got an altar there. And I thank God for the pastor many, many times. He would just have us all come and kneel at the altar and pray and call on the Lord. You didn't have to go just, if you was wanting to be saved. No, we need to go and gather around them altars just to get closer to God, to draw nigh to God, and to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. If we'll hold on to faith and not let go, if we'll not give up, if we'll direct our path in the Lord's path, and we'll connect with Christ and identify with him. See, I'm identifying with Christ tonight. When people ask me, are you a Christian? I say, yes, I am. Because I gave my heart to Jesus, because I took him as my Savior. Praise God. We used to sing a little song, I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Praise God. I can't remember the words to it now. We used to sing it on the church bus. I remember years ago when I rode the church bus, and we'd sing that little song, I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus. Well, I won't try to sing it because I'm butchering it up. But praise the Lord. I took him as my Savior, and I want you to take him as your Savior. And the Bible tells us it's easy. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, it means you're calling and you're repenting, of course. Of course, you're repenting of your sins, and you're going to tell the Lord, I'm not going to do it no more. This sin that I'm caught up in, I'm going to cut that sin off. I'm going to give it up, and I'm going to pray. The Bible said to pray that you enter not into temptation. Jesus went to the garden to pray, and his disciples, I think it was Peter, James, and John went with him, and Jesus went a little farther and prayed, and they was praying. He came back, and they was sleeping, and I said to pray, because he said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And pray that you enter not into temptation. You know, I tell you, there's trials and temptations out there. And once you get saved, it still ain't no bed of roses. You're going to have to fight the devil to keep what you got. Because, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. He come to take everything that we got, he tries to steal. But we're going to have to stop him. We're going to have to stop him by faith. And we're going to say, the Lord lives in my house. When he knocks on your door, just let Jesus answer the door. Praise God. And when he comes toting his bag of goods and tries to sell it to you, well, just tell him, take it on down the road. And I'm going to turn it back over to Joanna here.
Praise God. We want you to pray for the Perry family. There's Tracy Shuttle, I believe it is, Sister Lily Perry. It's her husband. I'm thinking Perry's probably her maiden name. But remember her husband, I guess, he's really been fighting a hard battle, and he's hanging on, praise the Lord. And I want to play a song by them. And, we're going to take it out with this here song. And till next time, next Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And Brother Yearwood, his broadcast is on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Lord bless y'all.
Amen. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Thank you.
God. Good night, y'all.